Nazir chapter 6, Mishnah 7, Tiglachas Atara Ketzad. How would they do the Tiglachas of cleanliness, meaning the whole procedure that they did at the end of the Nazir period, bring your sacrifices, it shave? Says the Mishnah, how did he do that? Says, Hayah maybe Shlosh Behemah. So he would bring three animals as sacrifices. One of them a Chattas offering, a sin offering. One of them an Oila offering, a burnt up offering. And one of them a shlamim offering, which is a peace offering. V'shochet es hashlamim u'magalach alahem divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And says Rabbi Yehuda, he would slaughter the shlamim animal, the peace offering, and he would shave his head. He had to shave all the hair on his head off on the shlamim offering, and that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now there's a dispute in Rabbi Yehuda which order they brought the offerings. So according to one opinion, they brought it chattas oila shlamim. So he would only shave after the shlamim offering, meaning he would only shave at the end. That's the Rambam. According to another opinion, they would actually bring the shlamim offering first. So the shlamim offering would come first, and then he would bring the shlamim offering and then shave. But either way, says Rabbi Yehuda, though, he would link his shaving to the shlamim offering. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. He says, Lohal Magalach ela ala chattas. He would shave on the sin offering, she'achatas kodemis b'chol makom, because any instance where you have different offerings, the sin offering must always come first. So according to him, he would bring, according to Rabbi Elazar, he would bring the sin offering first, and then he would shave. He would shave his head straight off the sin offering. But, says the Mishnah, ve'im gilach al echad mishlashtan, if he shaved his head on any one of the three, then Yatzis fulfilled his obligation. So the dispute Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar is only the dispute in the first instance. After the fact, doesn't matter when he shaved his head, he would still have fulfilled his obligations.